Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Master Ron, we call him Master Ron. What he's done on this track, my family, is absolutely phenomenal. Your Love is the track title of that one. Take Your Glory, O Lord. Ronnie L coming through, my family, on the airwaves, bringing us to 14 after 1. Shout out to Nonkululeko Ndlovu, joining us in the first hour, talking all things 40. And I want to read the message coming through from the family this afternoon. So the number ending 76 76 10, and the family says, hey, after 40, change is real. Yay, change is real. Let me tell you. So here's what I want to do with this whole after 40 thing. I really think we need to start documenting, you know, workbooks, having seminars to train our younger sisters and brothers, you know, about what to anticipate towards 40, preparing for your 40s. I remember an older sister friend of mine telling me in my early 30s, and she's like, Ayanda, please take care of your health, you know. And she even gave me like a list of supplements that we need to look out for, that I needed to start taking in my early 30s. And I thought, please, come on, you know. When 40 came, your love, Lord, that's all. We depend on God's love. And in a few minutes, Dr. Mbenenge will be joining us. My family, she's on the line waiting. So let me come back to the message. So after 40, change is real. And sometimes men don't understand what we as women go through. Oh, man, tick, 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 tick. Every day. And the pressure of life's challenges after 40. But here's what I would like to also say, that I don't think we are sensitive enough around what men go through after 40. It's not just us. Everybody goes through stuff, you know, post 40. So I'm glad, my family, that this conversation is picking up. Of course, do stay tuned every Friday between 12:20 and 1 o'clock. This is the conversation. It is about youth and dala, you know, and how fabulous we are. You know, how affirmed we are, how actualized we are. And yeah, and the responsibility that comes with that kind of personal growth, if I should put it that way. So here's Brother Phil. Hi, Brother Phil. Brother Phil, I wanna come through to your message after this conversation. I want to come back to that message. Maybe we'll do an after a 40s conversation throughout our program today. But 17 after 1, my family, great things happening by the church, for the church doing absolutely wonderful, wonderful things for communities. The free nonprofit, highly skilled health and wellness clinic supported by Good Samaritan donors offers free healthcare services to people with no medical aid and those who need the service. Joining us as champion of this initiative, who is also the head of the health desk at the Sandton SDA, Dr. Mbenenge, joins us on the line. Doc, good afternoon and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Good afternoon, Ayanda, and good afternoon to your listeners in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. Ah, Maradog, this amazing initiative. First of all, let me throw you off a bit, right? Let me throw you off a bit. What are your thoughts around that whole 40 age group, you know? In fact, let me just put it in a phrase. Life begins at 40. Do you agree?
I agree.
Hallelujah.
I love that thing.
I love it. And I mean, what do you think we should be doing, Doc, you know, to make that journey? I don't know what your transition was like, but what do you think we should be doing to make that journey, what's the right word? Easy, you know, for those of us who walked into 40 and were like, hey, what's happening here? You know, what do you think we need to do for our sisters and brothers younger than us coming into this phase to make it easy for them?
I don't think we should be scaring people for about 40.
I think so.
I really believe that it's a journey that all of us must just enjoy. We have been given life.
Yeah.
And the Lord wants us to live it in abundance.
Come on.
As long as we live it under the principles of a healthy lifestyle, we are about to enjoy our life.
Speaking
that we have life and we have it in abundance, so we need health. I'm just hoping that at the 40s, as in, you enter your 40s, you are in health. That's all I can say.
Spoken like a true doctor. No, we heard you, dog. Heard you loud and clear. Now, let's come back to this incredible initiative. You know, there's a whole write-up about the work that you're doing. Doc, let's start off by just understanding, where does this burden come from?
Ayanda, we are living in a country that is facing many health challenges, and there is a gap that we see in terms of the importance for people to understand that we need regular screening and early detection of disease. Let me take you just briefly on sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a health survey done by the South African National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey.
Mm.
And in that survey, they found that I'm talking about South Africans, we've got the highest number of people are living with type 2 diabetes. Okay. Hypertension, we've moved from the 12% to around about 30 to 40% from 2017 to 2019. So you've got staggering increase in terms of non-communicable diseases. And this is where the initiative comes from. It's from both sides that we really need the screening.
Tell me, Doc, what are some of the, I mean, you know, having worked in the space for a while, the medical healthcare space for a while, what are some of the, in fact, maybe let's take it to almost 20 years back. You may or may not have the facts, you know, at hand right now, but just out of observation, what is the habits and the behavior, you know, of our country with regards to attention to health, access to health care, and just a general desire to live a healthy life? What does that look like?
You know, Ayanda, I believe with the demands of life, we have shifted in the healthy lifestyle that the Lord had ordained us. We are more busy. We don't have time. And when we find time, we are sitting, we are resting, we are sitting. And these are the contributors of ill health and non-communicable diseases that are staggering. We sleep less. We don't drink enough water. We working indoors. We do not go outside to the sunlight. We do not eat properly, healthy, balanced diet. We live on the junk foods because it's quick and easy to prepare. At the same time, we live an intemperate lifestyle.
Sure.
So that's the leading to this cause of disease that we are seeing currently. And most of the time, we do not live a biblical life.
Trusting in God.
And because if we do that, you will understand that our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are bought with a price. So we need to live a healthy lifestyle. As I've said before, He came that we may have a life and have it in abundance. Our motto for the clinic is based on the third book of John, chapter 1, verse 2.
Come on.
It says, beloved, I wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. You know, you can have the prosperity of monetary prosperity, but without holistic health, you know, health is not life. In fact, I think it is said that without health, all routes to well-being becomes impossible. So that's my church.
I am listening, and you know, I'm even folding my hands. My body language gave it away. It's a pity you can't see it. You know, I'm listening and I'm folding my hands because I'm realizing I have not necessarily invested in this particular area, you know, of my relationship with the Lord. Because sometimes we think, you know, relationship with the Lord is about praying a lot, you know, quoting scripture a lot. No, it's actually God. It matters to God, you know, what I put in my mouth, when and how.
Yes, it matters.
Sure.
Remember, Paul says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Sure.
We cannot present a sick sacrifice. The sacrifice must be a healthy sacrifice.
Ah,
how do we minister to others when we are sick? How do we go? Our commission is to go and help. How do we go out when
we're
sick ourselves?
Hi, kalo kutoku ya but uswazi. Maluphelele kwabanye abantu
lungazikum. We need to take care of ourselves.
We do. We and absolutely need by to.
By preventative care starts by the first one is regular screening and detection. Because one thing we know that majority of those that are diagnosed with diabetes, they were diagnosed accidentally. They were sick and they got to the hospital and were told that you've got diabetes. Those that have stroke, majority of them didn't know that they have had hypertension. If they started by regular screening and early detection, would have alleviated the burden that they are having currently of the disease.
Look, I think it's so psychological, and I speak from absolute context here, personal context for that matter, that when you know, the reason why I'm saying it's psychological is because we avoid, you know, regular testing for whatever reason, because we know, you know, from at the back of our minds that, look, that report could come. It's not like a budget that you follow. You know, we don't treat our lives like that, but we want to treat our financial lives, you know, according to a budget. But our health lives, we don't treat like that. So I kind of don't necessarily want to go to the doctor unless I can't sleep at night, because I know that that report could go either way. You know what I mean? Because I know my behavior, and it's I think. Doc, for me, these conversations are so helpful because they trigger the conscience and they remind us that, you know, we have a responsibility to take care of these bodies. Now, let's come to the actual clinic. What is that program going to look like in practice, and which areas are you targeting?
Okay, can we just start right and say that the Central SDA Health and Wellness Clinic, as you highlighted, is a well-equipped, medically-equipped clinic. We've got comprised of licensed medical doctors who work in general practice, and we also have medical specialists in the various fields of medicine. We've got pediatricians, we've got obstetrics and gynae, we've got ophthalmologists, we've got virologists. You know, that's just a few of the ones that mainly we have, including allied care, healthcare workers, we've got social workers, we've got pharmacists.
The list
is endless, including the medical. People forget that they are called medical missionaries. So you are using natural remedies to assist the body in terms of healing its inflammation and giving natural health education as well.
Get
so that's the team that I'm working with. And what we offer, yes, and these people are working pro bono because they know the commission that they need. They voluntarily want to serve the community. And so the service that we are offering is a pre-triage health care screening and medical advice clinic, for chronic screening in terms of chronic conditions. So we offer blood pressure checks, we offer glucose and cholesterol checks. We will take your BMI if you come a younger. And we also do, for those who are diabetic or they are hypertensive, we check the end organ damage, which we usually do it for the kidney. You do your urine analysis, you know, for that. And as I said, it's a free medical advice. Doctors charge for this, you know, just to come in and I talk to you. It's a charge.
No, absolutely.
But we're offering the free medical advice. And we also assist those ones to cool with diagnosed as if they're going on the wrong side of health, how to assist them to come back to health.
Sure.
For free.
That is, I have not heard of anything like it in my time being a Christian. It's phenomenal. Now, where are these clinics happening and who can access it and how?
Yes, so far I also have not been part of it, me and my team, but we're hoping that as we start this, we'll have more of these clinics coming up in terms of screening and any diagnosis. We are based in Sunning Hill, the 17th Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at number 2 Malindo Road at Sunning Hill.
That's wonderful. Now, Doc, let me understand. So some of the services that are actually offered at the clinic, is it a mainly screening or do you do treatment?
We do not do treatment.
Okay.
But we refer an individual to their local clinic.
Sure.
Or to their doctor, whatever is there, they direct us to. We write a referral for them.
Sure. Well, that's absolutely phenomenal then, because, I mean, of course, if you have a specialist screening you, number one, you can trust in that diagnosis, and it cuts the journey towards diagnosis sometimes, you know, is sometimes very painful, you know what I mean? And it's not always easy with the kind of public healthcare system that we have. Let me ask you a bit of a spicy question. So how are you navigating all of that? And I know we're all Christian, but how you navigate around the whole NHI issue, you know, versus giving these free services in spite and with the NHI coming through and it looks like it's coming straight from private healthcare?
I would not want to comment on the NHI because we are a non-profitable clinic. So I think all of us have got elements to play.
Sure.
We were playing at the grassroots level in terms of assisting those who are not able to or at an advantage of having these services coming to them.
That's fantastic.
And we are closest to the community. We're in a walk-in. People can just walk in. They don't need an appointment. So we would work at that level.
And then, Doc, how do you then, so maybe let me get the contact details and how people can find out more information. Because I'm thinking now, if this is open to everyone, what are the measures in place to handle capacity, is the capacity to handle numbers and all of that? So all of that is in place.
We are supported by Good Samaritan donors at this stage.
Yeah,
as I said, we are a non-profit organization. But we will appreciate the support of donors if they are those that are touched by this service and they will want to support us. And at the same time, we are looking at other links of, in terms of fundraising and in terms of how to link our service with the medical aid, hoping that those that got medical aid can come in, and through their service, them we can fund for those that
fantastic.
Are not able to.
That is beautiful. You see, this is what happens. You know, we just had a conversation earlier on, you know, around 40, and our guest was just talking about how education alone is not always sufficient. It is education, understanding, and wisdom. And when you apply that, miracles happen. And I think just that model, you know, of being able, you know, to build capacity using those that have is exactly biblical. Acts chapter 2, you know, so beautiful stuff. Dr. Mbenenge, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Which days are the clinic, will the clinic be operating?
Okay, Ayanda, we are working every Sunday, every Sunday except those Sundays where the long weekends fall, or maybe if we've got an event, but Sundays from 9 to 12.
Wonderful.
You'll find us there at number 2 Malindo Road, The Seventh-day Adventist Church, at Sunning Hill.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's the medical church. You know, we'll call it the med, because I'm sure during, you know, during that time, there's worship, there's all sorts of things happening. Love, love, love it. And where do people find out more information, Doc?
They can call me on my direct number. It's 072-189-2240. Or as you pass by that road, you will literally see a banner that is telling you that come in, the clinic is open, so they can go directly to Malindi Road. Otherwise, 072-189-2240.
Love it. Dr. Nonhlanhla Mbenenge, thank you so much. And, you know, I wanted to also just mention that, Eastern Cape doing it for Jesus.
Remember, he is our example. Matthew 8 tells us that he heals the sick. And we find that even in Luke 4, Jesus was healing the sick. And he commissioned us. So we are privileged as healthcare professionals that we can do the same and work in his vineyard.
Well done. Congratulations. All the best. We thank God. Thank you for taking the torch and doing this. And I pray that, you know, it will be duplicated in each and every community, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah?
Thank you, Ayanda. Have a blessed day.
My family, that is Dr. Nonhlanhla Mbenenge. What an initiative. I mean, where is our clap hands button? What an initiative. You know, so if you are a doctor, you're tuning in, it can be done. Get in touch with Dr. Mbenenge. Let us hold hands as the church. Let's make it happen, my family. We've been praying for this. It is happening. Glory be to God. Crossing over now to your traffic, my family, and soon after that, we are crossing over to languages, everything artsy, between 20 to 2 and 2 o'clock, and we welcome head of languages at the Pan-South African Language Board, Mr. Julius Dandile, who's going to be chatting to us, just giving us an update, what's happening in that space, and of course, we want to find out what developments are happening on the ground to try and ease sign language as indeed the official South African language. 36 after 1 is your time.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.